Back to business, right? A recent study has shown that half the adults over in the UK do not regularly read for pleasure. But on the line now is a lady who is doing her best to change all of that. Daisy Buchanan's new book, Read Yourself Happy, wants us all to get back into enjoying reading. And I've got her on the line now. Hi, Daisy. How are you?
Hi, Laura. I'm good. I'm very excited to be joining you on such an exciting morning. Feel the vibe.
I had to explain to Daisy off air that this has been going on for 5 months now and we've finally given away the $5,000 to Una. And yeah, we're quite high at the minute, Daisy. So we'll keep the theme going because that's kind of what you're after today, isn't it?
Yeah, we're all talking about happiness.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know often, you know, not everyone equates reading and being happy. And I think that for so many of us, it's a bit like sport where, you know, it goes wrong at school where we're given like the wrong book by the wrong teacher and we think, oh, reading, it's homework.
Yeah.
But I just love reading for pleasure so much. And I think it does so much for our mental health. And I'm so keen to spread the word.
Daisy, why is it that you think that people are reading less these days? Is it like going back to exactly what you just said there? Like, is it about school that you just, you know, got into the habit of reading as if it was a chore as opposed to for pleasure?
Definitely. I think it doesn't help that we associate reading with, you know, homework and school and exams and things we have to do. But also, I think we've got to remember that it's really, really hard to read now. I mean, I am completely addicted to my smartphone and I hope I'm not the only one. I hope people listening might be able to relate. You know, I'm always looking at Instagram, checking my emails. There's that big overlap as well with, I think, you know, like work and fun. And I think that lots of us feel that we're always on. We've always got to be responding. It's really, really hard to focus on anything because I think so many of us have such busy lives where no matter what we do, we feel like we're permanently on call. And
yeah.
When we read, we claim a bit of our time back. It's really powerful. What I love so much about reading is it's really difficult to read a book and feel as though anyone's like manipulating me. No one's trying to kind of make me feel bad about myself or sell me anything. And that's why it's so brilliant and it's so precious. But yeah, you know, it's not easy to be a reader now. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, yes, I know I should pick up a book, but there are so many other things, you know, going on in my life, please don't feel bad because I think we all feel that way. I think reading, getting a reading habit going, it's so hard. There are so many barriers, but the barriers aren't as big as you think or as big as they feel, and it is so worth it.
I think there's so many people a bit like myself who are listening who have a book sitting on their bedside locker and they're like, oh yeah, no, it's just gathering dust now at this point. I need to get back into it. Daisy, you mentioned like social media there, and obviously, you know, everyone's hooked on their phone. You instinctively pick it up just to check it all the time and you're so accessible. But one of the positive aspects, I suppose, of, you know, social media is BookTok. BookTok is huge. It's a massive phenomenon that is taken off in the last couple of years. What are the good and the bad sides of that?
What I think is brilliant about BookTok is it is all reader-led. And we've seen this absolute like rocketing of, you know, books like romantic-y books, you know, the sexy dragons. It's not like, you know, lots of sort of very serious, earnest people who, you know, are kind of in the Sunday supplement saying these are the bestsellers and these are the competition winners and these are the ones you must read, or, you know, the big prize winners. It is all just people falling in love with books, people being really, really passionate. BookTok is driven by people reading for pleasure, which I think is fantastic. And what I hope BookTok is proving is like, it does not matter what you read as long as you read.
Yeah.
Also, there are so many books, like I love Taylor Jenkins Reid, her big book, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. It was
years
after that came out as well. That came out and it, you know, like people read it, people loved it, but it wasn't a big book. And then years later, kind of readers discovered it on BookTok and it blew up. So it means that books, you know, books are new to us and older books can be rediscovered all the time. I guess the only, I think sometimes with social media, and there's BookTok and also Bookstagram, where there are lots of avid readers and it's a wonderful thing, but they're kind of, oh, you know, I'm going to set myself a challenge. I'm going to read 100 books in a year.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm going to do. It gets a little bit, like I think so many aspects of our lives can be quite, you know, we become perfectionists. We sort of set these big goals and set ourselves to very high standards. And what's supposed to be fun can be, you know, it gets quite complicated. It becomes another way to kind of measure ourselves up, another way to compare ourselves. I mean, I've signed up to run the London Marathon this year.
Jesus.
I know, I'm regretting it now. I wanted to do it because, you know, I'm raising money for a charity called Bowel Research UK. But it's
amazing.
Also because, yeah, I'm such a perfectionist, and I'm not a runner. I'm not an athlete. I mean, you know, I am a runner in that I am running. But I really wanted to give myself something to do where I couldn't be a perfectionist, where I had to like make peace with the fact that, oh, objectively speaking, I'm not going to be good at it, but I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm really finding those old like perfectionist feelings hard to let go of. I think that sometimes being on social media, it can bring out that perfectionist, and something that's as lovely and easy and fun as reading. We're like, oh, I've got to set this goal and I've got to show that I'm doing it and I'm in competition with these people. Whereas the joy of reading is to give yourself a bit of space away from that constant pressure to
do
everything.
You can enjoy the side of book talk of recommendations, but you don't need to put yourself up against it. I think one of my favorite sides, like, as you said, you know, going back into like old books that, you know, maybe didn't pop off at the time or did. I remember I watched an entire series of a girl reading Harry Potter for the first time, and it was the nicest side of the internet because nobody ruined anything on her. And she went through all 7 books and she updated chapter by chapter as she was going. And I just thought it was so wholesome. You're mentioning there obviously about like running the London Marathon and all that, but you've kind of pitched yourself as a personal trainer for reading. Why do you think people need that?
But my dream is I want to be the Joe Wicks of reading.
Fair enough.
To just, in the way that, you know, until like when I was at school with exercise, it was a kind of, you know, we'll be good at it and don't bother. And now we're like, oh, there are so many benefits to getting moving. It's for everyone and we can all do it. And I think, you know, there are lots of parallels there with reading. And I think that often, you know, we'll hear about a book, we might, you know, go to some friends for dinner or be talking to our mates. I was like, oh, have you read this very famous book that just, you know, won this prize, or it's very serious and everyone's talking about it. And we might not want to be, you know, reading that particular book. That might be the wrong book for us at that time.
Yeah.
We might want to go back and read something that just feels really fun and really happy and really accessible. And there are plenty of books where, you know, I've initially given up on them.
Talk to me about that actually, Daisy, because like, what's your take on quitting a book?
Oh, I mean, honestly, I believe that, and it sounds a bit woo. I'm not apologising for being a bit woo. I'm in my woo era. Books will come to us when we're ready for them. And if we read a book and we think, no, absolutely not enjoying this, then I would say always like put it down, you know, especially if you are getting your reading habit going again.
Yeah.
Your relationship with books and reading is really precious, and you're too vulnerable to force yourself to read something that you're really, really not enjoying. Give yourself and give your book the permission that, you know, you can part ways, leave as friends.
Yeah.
If you're meant to read that book will come back to you. And it's happened to me on more occasions than I can count. I have donated books to charity shops. My husband has bought the books back and I've ended up loving them. I tried to read How to Be Both by Ali Smith when it won the Women's Prize.
Yeah.
I could not get on with it at all. I was in a really, really low place. I was really, really struggling with my mental health. I was really overwhelmed by anxiety and depression. I just quit my job.
And I'm sorry.
I was thank you. I mean, I'm glad I went through that. I had to be there at that time, and I hadn't been reading, and I hadn't been making time to do all those things that make me feel good. Tried to read this big book because everyone was talking about it, and it made me feel stupid. I felt really alienated. I felt angry with the book and angry with myself, and I didn't really feel like reading anymore. Years and years later, I had to read that book for a podcast, and I had such dread, and I thought, oh no.
Here we
go. In the meantime, I'd really cultivated a love of reading for pleasure and reading for fun and just reading what I wanted. And I thought, let's give it a go again and see what happens. And I'm just going to be kind to myself and kind to the book and really patient and be as slow as I need to be. And I loved it. So,
yeah. It's kind of like anything in life though, Daisy. It's like right place, right time. It's right book, right time as well. You've mentioned there a lot about like emotions. You know, you said it at the very beginning of this chat as well. Like books can help us let out our emotions. You've got like a whole read it and weep chapter.
I have, and it's interesting because we have been crying over books for hundreds and hundreds of years. And I found when I was researching that like the notion of the weepy, it's like been going back to Victorian times and even before then, that people have just loved having a big old cry. And now I know that probably lots of people listening might love Colleen Hoover, and those are books about, you know, melodrama and sort of big feelings. And that idea of kind of melodrama and like quite heavy, complex things, sometimes a book is the safe place to kind of to let it all out and let it all go. I mean, for me, my favourite weepy is always going to be Charlotte's Web. And I read it for the first time when I was about 8, and I've read it lots of times since, and it always makes that me cry, even though I know the ending.
No, it doesn't matter, but that's something that will 100%, you know, tug on the heartstrings. Changing it up a little bit, though, because Daisy, you've written some right raunchy stuff in your time. What is the idea behind Read Yourself Sexy chapter?
So my first novel is called Insatiable, and that is, I think, seriously saucy. I'm a huge fan of reading smut. I love Julie Cooper. I love Jackie Collins, Abby Jimenez as well, and some of the newer writers. And I think that, I was going to say, for women especially perhaps, but for everyone, it's a real escapist thing. As sometimes there are ways we want to kind of dream and imagine, experiment, and things that we might not feel safe or comfortable doing in real life, we can experience it on the page. And it's just a way of really opening up our imaginations. And I love saucy books as well, because I think that, you know, it's like, I love a bit of sauce on TV. I love Bridgerton. I love Normal People. Both books first.
Yeah.
But when we're reading, we're not getting anxious about sort of our bodies. We're not looking on a screen and comparing ourselves to other people and saying, oh, her hair's better than mine. And, you know, she's got a lovely bum and I wish my bum looked like that. And when we read, we're much more able to kind of reframe what's on the page with our experiences, and I think it feels much more inclusive. I mean, I think as well, you know, I'm a white woman, but talking to, you know, other friends and lots of people in the Read Yourself Sexy, I talk to Ruby Rare, who's a phenomenal writer and sex educator, and, you know, works with adults and different kinds of sex education. And she talks about that feeling included in books and seen in books in a way that she isn't always on screen. So I think that's a really powerful and important thing to bear in mind.
Absolutely. Daisy, I suppose as well, sorry to like cut you off there, because obviously I would talk to you about this all day, but we don't have a whole lot of time. But if somebody's listening right now, and if you were to, you know, give them some advice on how to pick up a book, is it just to like trial and error? Just pick it up, try for it. If it's not for you, go again.
Yeah, I think that. I say, don't be afraid of, and it might take a minute to sort of figure out the difference between what you should read, or what you think you should read, and what you really, really want to read. Mm. So go with what appeals to you. There's plenty of, you know, advice on Book Talk and things sort of out there online. You know, I love sexy books, I love funny books. Read what you think, oh, I think that might be really, really fun. It might be rereading a book you really, really loved when you were younger, and that will put you back in touch with that, you know, that past self that was just, you know, immersed in it and didn't really think about the outside world. Another thing I'd say is, don't feel like you've necessarily got to read fiction if that's not your mood. Like, if you're a pig, you might love gardening or food or cars. Yeah, read a bit of nonfiction about the thing that you're passionate about. Yeah. And just, you know, be aware that it might not click immediately, because sadly, well, not sadly, actually, books don't, you know, give us like likes, notifications, and they don't equal us. And so you might read a page and think, oh no, I don't get it. I'm not feeling good. But be patient with the book and be patient with yourself. And I would also say, try to do it first thing in the morning, because that's when, first thing in the morning is when I really want to reach for my phone and my brain's anxious and it's buzzing and it's craving information. And if I start with the book, it's giving it that bit of input, but it's also, it's leading my brain away from its anxiety. And the anxiety hasn't gone, but it's like, it's over there.
And I've like, got a bit of perspective. Obviously, I know you're saying first thing in the morning, like, not many people are going to have a lot of time, but if they're trans, you know, if you're on a bus or a train or something like that, instead of scrolling your phone the whole time, it might be the perfect time to go and read a book and, you know,
absolutely,
have a look at it.
Or, you know, get an ebook, listen to a book. Audiobooks are so great. There's no, it's all reading. It's all escapism and stories. And
it's all
counts.
Good to go. Daisy, thank you so much for taking our call today. Good luck at your plan of being the Joe Wicks reading, and best of luck in the London Marathon. I mean, Jesus.
Oh, thank you so much.
Phenomenal.
I had such a nice time. Well, let's see if I finish it.
You will. You'll have to, because the sweepers will be coming behind you. You'll have no choice. And you're raising money as well for charity, Daisy. Daisy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Daisy Buchanan on her new book, Read Yourself Happy, How to Use Books and Ease Your Anxiety. It is out now with lots of advice and even book recommendations to get you back into reading. We'll be right back after these.